Hello and good Sunday morning. Welcome to the Public Affairs Show. My name is Radar, and I am part of the morning show on 99.1 The Mix. You're also hearing Public Affairs, as you do every Sunday morning, also on our sister stations here in Milwaukee and in our building, 103.7 KISS FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, AM 1250, The Fan. No matter where you're listening, we thank you for listening to our Sunday morning Public Affairs show. You can also listen on the Audacy app. That's where you'll find all of the stations. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it on your smartphone. Then you can take it with you. And you can also download the different conversations that we have here because they're also posted in our podcast section. So if you want to take the conversation with you and listen to it again and again, you can do that. Our guests this week on the Sunday morning Public Affairs show are the co-presidents from the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army. It's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
So now we hear about the Salvation Army, and a lot of people know what the Salvation Army is all about, but they may say, wait a minute, what is the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army? So if you two can just let our listeners know, give us a little history and a little background of the Salvation Army Echelon.
Sure, thank you. We're a group of young professionals from the Milwaukee area. However, we have a national reach. So there's chapters of Echelon partnered with the Salvation Army across the country with a goal of having chapters in every state. So it's pretty exciting. And we really just represent, you know, rising stars in our community, people that are professionally driven, service-oriented, and really motivated to help end homelessness in Milwaukee.
And you mentioned there's a national reach because there's Echelon chapters all over the country, too. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. It was, I believe, started in Dallas, and Milwaukee was one of the first chapters to kind of jump on about 5 or 6 years ago.
And we see now representatives from the Salvation Army in uniform, and there's obviously uniforms for the Echelon chapter, correct?
The T-shirts representing each individual branch.
Oh, that's what it is. That's Joe mentioning that. That's really good. Explain that T-shirt a little bit.
Well, it's just kind of a fun design that it seems that each branch has gone out on their own to find a way to represent their excitement for the Salvation Army as a young professional group. But we've made T-shirts ourselves, and we've got the Salvation Army shield, but it represents Echelon Milwaukee, most importantly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely want to do that. So again, if you are just joining us, we're just starting with Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. They are co-presidents from the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army. Salvation Army Milwaukee, right? You represent that chapter.
Correct.
Are there other chapters around here? Just to familiarize myself with the different Salvation Army chapters that are around, would they have the same situation with the Echelon chapters?
There's none in Wisconsin, no, but they're looking to branch out into some of the greater cities in Wisconsin, and we'll help them kind of get themselves off the ground. But at this moment, no. We've got a few in Illinois, however.
Okay. And then now, because you mentioned there's only the Echelon chapter here in Milwaukee, is there any, you know, good deeds and works and things of that nature that you do throughout the state, or is it pretty much just right here in the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County?
It is centered here in Milwaukee County.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of work at the Emergency Lodge, which is located in Milwaukee. It's kind of where we centralize a lot of our service. So we really help the greater Milwaukee area just at this point.
And now we're talking about the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army. So what is your goal of Echelon and being the co-presidents? If you both want to jump in, definitely do that. But what is the goal and what is the purpose of having the Echelon chapter?
Our goal really is to increase awareness of the Salvation Army to the next generation. We know, you know, I think everybody recognizes the Salvation Army, especially during Christmas time and the holidays, bell ringing and the kettles out. But we really want to make sure that we're educating our peers and those even younger than us on what the Salvation Army is doing nationally, locally, and right in our backyard.
Sure. The Salvation Army has been around for, you know, over 100 years. So as Allison noted, it's a very well-known brand. And it's just something that as a younger generation, we feel that the Salvation Army needs kind of this another kind of a wave of support, you know, call it in a decade, two or three. It's going to be an important area. Knowing what it can do for not only our community, but the entire globe, that it continues to build steam over the next years in the future. So we're very excited to be part of the Salvation Army. We've got a lot of fantastic members with us, but the primary objective, as Allison had noted, is to continue to increase awareness about the Salvation Army for a younger generation.
And you two are right. I mean, I think growing up when I was younger, you know, in the 80s and stuff, you heard about the Salvation Army quite a bit. And when you think about the younger generation now, there's a lot of times they're a little confused on the Salvation Army talk. So it's great to keep the Salvation Army at the front, the forefront of the social issues that are going on. And we are talking once again here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs with co-presidents from the Echelon Chapter of the Salvation Army. It's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. Now, we talked about the goal of Echelon, but wanted to ask, since you two are co-presidents, how did you two get involved in the Salvation Army and the Echelon Chapter?
Sure. I got involved actually just seeing posts on social media and different people that I knew in the community that were getting involved, and it was something that I expressed some interest in, and I was able to meet with our former president and then get involved pretty quickly. So I think I was probably a classic example of millennial FOMO and seeing the good that people were doing and the fun activities that my peers were getting involved in. And so I definitely wanted to get on board. And the more that I learned about the organization and what Echelon was doing and the goals, kind of that hooked me in and helped me stay.
I was sitting at dinner one time with a friend of mine who was talking about their, you know, their young professional organization that they're part of with the Salvation Army, which really kind of intrigued me because I had spent a number of years growing up through grade school and high school having this required service hours, which at the time was, you know, a bummer. But it was an amazing experience as I, you know, came out of high school and went through college, and that really instilled this element of support and service in my life that I wasn't getting throughout college and even after college. So as it came to my attention that the Salvation Army had a young professional group, I was all in. So it took me a few years, but I got back into it. And the Salvation Army has been supportive ever since, and I think I've been with us since 2015.
And Joe, I think that's really important. Like you said, when you're younger and you have to do these service things, it's like, oh, really, you know, and I don't want to have to do that. But as you get older, you realize the importance of this, and it sounds like that's what really drew you in. That's really powerful. And so now if there's people out there in the younger generation that are interested in helping, how can they go about getting involved?
Sure. We have so Echelon has a roster of about 50 members, and we're always looking to grow that and expand it. And we understand that, you know, people's lives kind of, especially in our age group, get busy at different times and things come up. So we're always looking for new members. And you can find us at samilwaukee.org, and you search for Echelon and you'll find our landing page.
That's great information for anybody who wants to get involved. Again, we are talking to the co-presidents from the Echelon Chapter of the Salvation Army. It's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. You were just talking about the goals of Echelon 2 and increasing awareness of the Salvation Army to the younger generation. And, you know, I have my oldest is 22, so it would be great. I'm going to send this link to him because, you know, there's a lot of times where 22-year-olds are not awake and listening early in the morning. But how do you increase the awareness of the Salvation Army to, let's say, somebody in their 20s or late teens or something like that? What are some of the opportunities that you do for engagement?
I think we understand, I think kind of growing up with social media in our age group, we understand the importance of just that medium. And so I think just, you know, we really stress that in the organization of, you know, doing things that we can kind of post and share and engage our peers. So we do different just service and social events throughout the year.
Yeah, Radars, to the younger generation, if you're interested in finding us out on social media, we've got both Facebook and Instagram accounts under the name of Echelon Milwaukee or Echelon MKE. That's where you're going to find a lot of the photographs or the kind of the posts about those service events and the social events we put on throughout the year. We try and structure our annual agenda, if you will, with two big social events, which raise funds for our two big service events. Opposite of the year, we've got our big social events are commonly Dinner in the Alley, which is a summer event. We come together and raise money for our fall served event, which is our service event. That's a 5-star course dinner for the emergency lodge residents themselves. On the other side of the year, during the holidays, we usually have a Red Tie in the Sky event, which is a major fundraiser for our spring Meaningful Makeover service event. So those four big events are our marquees, and then throughout the year we have things like Coats for Kids fundraisers or summer meal program distributions, the bell ringing opportunities, and so on. So we have our four major marquee events that you'll see posts on our social media platforms, but then throughout the year, kind of peppering and other opportunities as well.
And we're also hoping that a fifth one becomes like a yearly thing and an annual type of thing, and we're calling it the first ever Mix It Up Requestathon here on The Mix. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Again, it's Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Co-presidents from the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army join us this morning. It's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. And Joe, you had mentioned some of the social events like Dinner in the Alley. What is the Dinner in the Alley all about? This sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, my goodness. It's one of our favorite events to throw throughout the year. The summertime in Milwaukee has become so popular to have food trucks, to have outdoor parties. But the primary objective, Radar, for Dinner in the Alley is to remind people that attend the events that those types of locations can commonly be the location that people spend and find themselves sleeping day in and day out. So the intention is to raise awareness of what the Salvation Army does to help bring individuals out of that low spot in their life and help them out of homeless positions or very tough positions in their lives. But as a fun event, a fundraiser, we keep that in mind, but we also just kind of throw a really big fun party to bring people together to make sure that a younger generation is aware of what the Salvation Army's cause is here in Milwaukee.
And that's a great metaphor, Dinner in the Alley. Everyone's thinking, oh, sure, like you mentioned, Joe, the food trucks and stuff. But then you really have to look at it. You know, there's a message being sent there that there's a lot of people who have to have dinner in the alley. And so what a great metaphor that is for helping people understand, hey, this is the cause. This is what we're striving for in helping those who, you know, are on falling on tough times. And you had mentioned there's a lot of buzz through social media. Can you give the social media, how can the younger groups, younger generations find the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army, say on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter? Is there certain handles they should look for?
Yeah, especially on Facebook and Instagram, we're Echelon Milwaukee or Echelon MKE. So we just encourage you to search there. And we do have public pages that anybody can follow and hopefully engage with us at an event or even just on social.
It had to be a rough year in 2020 with the pandemic. And even now this year, 2021, I mean, it seemed like everybody thought, okay, once 2020 is over, we're going to close the door on that pandemic and just move on. But it's taken a while. It's been pretty slow to go. And I'm sure it's pretty difficult with, you know, all of the social distancing and things of that nature for all these events and stuff. But Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army has quite a few things in store for 2022. What are some of the things to expect from the Echelon chapter this year?
So we're really looking forward to, like Joe mentioned, we do a five-star dining experience at the Emergency Lodge. While we weren't able to do it in November like we normally do, we're hopeful that we can get together at the Emergency Lodge for an Easter meal, either Easter breakfast or Easter dinner. So we're hoping that we can kind of bring that back to the Emergency Lodge, potentially do it outside or in a safe way. So we're really looking forward to that as our service project. And then Dinner in the Alley, we're hoping to have a repeat in 2022. So we hope people will come back and join us. Our 2019 event was a huge success. We did it in the Deer District. And it was so much fun, and we raised a ton of money and got a lot of buzz, and we're really, really looking forward to bringing that back in 2022. Again, it will be an outdoor event, so we're hopeful that people feel comfortable coming.
Allison, that the Deer District really got a lot of buzz and a lot of attention when the Bucks won the championship, so that might be a great place to go back to now that, boy, everybody seems to gravitate towards that area. You had mentioned the Easter meals at the Emergency Lodge. Where is the Emergency Lodge located?
I believe that is 6th and Cherry,
okay.
Radar.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's good information for people listening, you know, who may know some people who do need help, or maybe it's themselves, and they're hearing this, you know, the Emergency Lodge there once again. And you can get all the information at samilwaukee.org. This is such great information that we have received from the co-presidents from the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army. It's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. And you won't find them wearing uniforms, but they got some cool T-shirts, according to Joe. And you do have the seal of the Salvation Army on the T-shirts. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is so awesome. I love the just the enthusiasm that you're giving towards the younger generation and getting them to know about the Salvation Army. And you had mentioned about the four different social events. And we have an event going on here at the radio station coming up this Friday, December 17th. It's our first ever Mix It Up Requestathon. You call into the Salvation Army and make a $25 minimum donation. After you make that donation, after you pay, you can go ahead and make a request, and we will play any song out there. I mean, we can play anything from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, maybe the early 2000s. We're looking forward to playing a lot of holiday music, a lot of Christmas music. So, Allison and Joe, if you guys are listening and you're like, you know what, I want to request a song, and I want to put you on the spot, like, real quick here, but what's one song that each of you would call in for this request-a-thon we have going on, again, this coming Friday, which all the money goes to the Salvation Army? So if you're calling in, you'd be like, I want to hear this song. What would it be for you guys?
Oh, geez. I think Silent Night's probably my, like, number one gets me in the Christmas spirit song. I'd probably go with that one.
And Radar, I can't say because I'll be sitting there accepting phone calls Friday night myself.
Oh, so we're gonna see little messages coming in from Joe saying, "Hey, I want to hear this song." That's what's gonna happen. No, you're doing the work in the phone bank, so that's awesome. So if anybody is calling, when you're calling this Friday and making those requests, ask for Joe. He's a great guy. And Allison, we love you too. So jump on the phones too. But yeah, Joe, sounds like you're going to be working it, working those phones for us for the first ever Mix It Up Requestathon. Again, that is this coming Friday. But again, our guests this morning on Sunday Morning Public Affairs, co-presidents from the Echelon Chapter of the Salvation Army, it's Allison Cefalu and Joe Obligato. We really thank you for all the great information that you have given us, the background of the Salvation Army Echelon, which is Young Professionals, arm of the Salvation Army, and really want to get the word out to the younger generations that, hey, we have to keep this going, and there's people out there every day. You know, it's not just, I think sometimes people think, oh, I got through a rough week or a rough weekend or something like that, but there's a lot of times where that's people's lives, and we really thank the Salvation Army for doing that, and thank you for bringing in the next generation of helpers, I guess we can say, for the Salvation Army and for those who are out there doing good deeds and doing good things once again on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Thank you to Allison and Joe for enlightening us and letting us know all about the great stuff that's going on with the Echelon Chapter of the Salvation Army. And again, we look forward to all of you calling in with your requests this Friday, December 17th, for the first ever Mix It Up Requestathon. Call in, make your request, and then your song will be on the air. Make your $25 minimum. That's a minimum donation, too, Allison and Joe, right? I mean, people can give a lot more than that if they want.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and do that. We'll look forward to your calls. Joe's looking forward to your calls. And again, Allison, Joe, co-presidents of the Echelon chapter of the Salvation Army. Thanks so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thanks for having us.